الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, when people majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah, when people from different places get together to remember Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, for the recitation of the Quran Sharif, for making the dhikr of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, remembering Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala, on the nisbat, on the name of Allah ta'ala, then nazalat alayhim as-sakina, peace descends, sakina descends on them from Allah ta'ala. And amongst many other virtues, Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, this is such a great virtue, وَذَكَرَهُمُ fi man عِنْدَ. And Allah ta'ala remembers those people by those who are by Allah ta'ala, the special malaika, malaikatul muqarrabin. And Allah does not only remember them, but Allah boasts about them. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, just to be remembered by Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we all should sit with that yaqeen that we are sitting here. Our niyat is just for the pleasure of Allah, for our islah, to gain the nisbat, to gain the love of Allah Ta'ala. And a person who makes dua, Allah grants his dua. And in fact, a person who's just got ummeed, hope, إِنَّمَا أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي. We just have hope that Allah, you will make us yours. You will bring us close to you. Give us your love. Allah does not disappoint that person. A person who has got hope in the love of Allah, Allah does not disappoint that person. So Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala has brought us with that jazbah. And on this, to be together, it's Ramadan. People have traveled from where? Our brothers here. How many brothers from America? How many from other parts of the world? Australia brothers are here. From other parts of the world, from the different parts of the country, around here, from different places. And all have gathered not on the basis of a family gathering, not on the basis of some business venture, not on the basis of some outing, some sporting, or some enjoyment, entertainment. All have come just for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very, very Mubarak gathering. Allah Ta'ala accepts our gathering. And it is so virtuous that the greatest virtue and the greatest honor is that Allah remembers them. And it comes in the hadith, the fact is that Allah is boasting about us. We know how sinful we are. We know how dirty we are. And Allah is Alimul Ghaib wa Shahada. Allah knows everything. Allah Ta'ala has got power over everything. But Allah Ta'ala, just on this nisbat, Allah Ta'ala taking our names and boasting about us, what a great honor it is. May Allah let us make qadr of it and live our lives according to that. And then this Allah Ta'ala becomes so happy. At the end of the gathering, when we get up, we just get up. But Allah Ta'ala announces Himself, or through an angel, Allah makes this announcement, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. When you are getting up, all your sins are forgiven. The malaika, Allah knows everything, وَهُوَ عَالَمْ. Allah knows everything. Malaika say, oh Allah, but that one person who came, he didn't come for the gathering. He came to, somebody was coming, and he said, meet me there. He came to meet that person. I've got some parcel to give you. I've got to discuss with you something, and we'll meet there. Or for any other reason he came. Allah says, these people are so honorable, so great. Whoever just makes any contact with them, they also are not deprived. They get the same reward also. Just being in contact, just by sitting amongst them. So Allah let us make qadr of such all such deeni gatherings where we gather for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And whether it is any other place, when it's a bait min buyutillah, in one of the houses of Allah, and the houses of Allah are the most beloved to Allah on the surface of the earth. Of everything, the houses which are the most beloved are the houses of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the place Allah brought us, and He gathered us here for that honorable purpose. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept from all of us. And then the month of Ramadan also. In this month, and in with the Roza, so many have traveled those distances by which if you don't want to keep Roza, you are allowed by Sharia. Just as we read the Masail, that if our parents or somebody call us, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is so merciful that His right is the greatest. When you are making namaz for Him, it should be that you can't break your namaz. But Allah Ta'ala has even allowed us there. So those who have come from distances where it was permitted that you don't keep the roza, and they have kept the roza. So Allah Ta'ala permitted that you don't even keep that roza. And the distance we have traveled, how much? Allah is ni'mal qadirin. The one who appreciates the most is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Nobody can appreciate. How many times a husband will tell the family, his wife, children, you people don't appreciate what I'm doing for you people. I spend so much money on you people. You people don't appreciate. A wife will say, or perhaps she'll think in her heart, that my husband doesn't appreciate me. How much I go out of my way and he doesn't appreciate. Allah who knows everything. And Allah Ta'ala appreciates so greatly small, small things which Allahu Akbar, it is narrated. One person will be presented to Allah, a great sinner. Allah will say, go to Jannah. He'll say, me, Jannah. He also will be surprised. One other Buzurg says that if Allah has to give me a choice on the day of Qiyamah to take my reckoning myself and make my judgment myself, or Allah will do it for me. Allah is the judge. Allah is going to do everything. Allah is the Malik of the day of Qiyamah. He says, if Allah gives me the choice, I won't even do my own reckoning. I'll leave it to Allah. Is more merciful to me than what I am on myself. How much I know, etc. Allah knows more about me than what I know about myself. So that person, Allah will say, go to Jannah. He say, me, I must go to Jannah. Allah will say, we have got on record one of your good deeds. He'll say, what good deed did I do? My life was in sin. My day and night was in sin. What good deed did I do? Allah says, you were ill. You had high fever. And your body was aching. Your whole body, bones, your body was aching. You turned in your bed. And as you turned, it came out, Allah. Ah, Allah, it came out. That I've got on record. For that, go to Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala is so merciful, so kind. No limits of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. In His great mercy, in His extreme great mercy, He gave us this great honorable month of Ramadan, which is filled with so much of goodness. From 24 hours, from long before Ramadan, for the sake of Ramadan, how lot of Allah Ta'ala's mercy come become enlivened, become to the fore, just for this great month. For this great month in which the Quran Sharif was revealed. What a great name the Quran Sharif is. The month itself is so great. The Quran Sharif which Allah revealed in this month is so great. And before the discussion of Ramadan in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala said, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِصَبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the help of Allah Ta'ala through great, great sources. Sabr, which is Roza. Roza is a manifestation of Sabr to its height. That in every way a person in Roza makes Sabr. And the other is seek the help of Allah through Salat. And Namaz Allah gave us as also a prelude to Ramadan. In Rajab was the Mi'raj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Took place, the most famous date is in the month of Rajab, that Mi'raj. And the sum total of Mi'raj was the great gift of Salah. And Allah prepared us 2 months before Ramadan. Rajab and then Shaban and then we come to Ramadan. Allah gave us this great gift and that to make connection with Allah, anyone, anywhere. If he can't make wudu, there isn't water. His health does not permit him. Allah made tayammum also permissible. Now you can come into the direct presence of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah give us the tawfiq that whenever we intend to make namaz, moreover when we raise our hands, we realize now I'm in the presence of Allah. When we come to the house of Allah, we are in the house of Allah. When we come into namaz, now we are directly in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Where the presence of Arhamur Rahimeen, Ahkamul Hakimeen, the greatest in every aspect, the most merciful, the most kind. And Allah permits people like us, we know our history. We know what our condition is even now, not only our history, but presently our bodies are such that if any one of us here, you take a pin and prick that person, and then he's now not fit to be in the masjid, he has to go and make wudu. Blood has come out, and which is impure, and that blood is flowing in the body without which we will not be able to live. And Allah knows that your life I have made with impure blood. Blood is impure. If it comes out, Allah has covered it up, it's flowing in the body. Any one of us now, even if we relieved ourselves, we made fresh wudu, we came, but if we go to toilet, some urine drops will come out. If no stool comes out, but some urine drops will come out. Urine is also nafaq. And we are in our bowels at this moment, even if we just relieved ourselves and we had a good workout, but there is still some impurity. All the word, Allah knows that you are impure like this. But just your surface, your face you show. The magicians of Musa, in time of Musa alayhi salam, the magicians of Fir'aun, they came and they were also, they came to oppose Musa alayhi salam. But just they dressed like Musa alayhi salam. They showed respect to Musa alayhi salam. And they said, well, you show your, whatever you have, if you will show that first, or must we show? Just that they offered that. That respect they showed to Musa alayhi salam. They dressed like Musa alayhi salam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, instantly, anan fa anan, immediately, from, they were complete, not only Jahannamis, but taking people to Jahannam. And Allah changed them that they became Jannatis and taking people to Jannat with them. They were the most hated in the eyes of Allah. Allah made them the most beloved in His eyes. Just how merciful, how kind is not Allah Ta'ala. And this month is a manifestation of that mercy of Allah Ta'ala in completeness, in perfection is that mercy. May Allah let us get the proper attitude of our deen. Because we are not connected with our deen. And really, because we are not connected with Ahlullah. Like for example, that person who had killed 99 people. And he found out his masala from a person of deen who had knowledge of deen. But he did not have connection with Allah Ta'ala. And he gave judgment according to the book, by the law. He gave his judgment that if you have killed 99 people, there is no tawbah for you. You have to go to Jahannam. One murder is enough to take you to Jahannam. And 99 murders you committed. And so what must be his life? Not only a person who kills people. What kind of a life is he? And where is he near deen? Where is he near taking the name of Allah also? All filth and dirt is on his tongue also. His company, his way of life, his planning, his plotting, his thinking all the time. What thoughts he goes to sleep with, what thoughts he gets up with. A person who is that kind of a life. So he told him, no forgiveness for you. And when he asked a man who had connection with Allah Ta'ala, who knew all the masail also, the book of Allah was also in front of him, but he knew Allah's mercy. Maulana Idris Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi writes that when Allah forgives a person whose niyat is also wrong, he's doing it with the wrong intention, and his action is also wrong, Allah forgives such a person also. So when a person who tries in his humble way, where won't Allah forgive such a person? A person whose niyat is also wrong, and his amal also is wrong. And still Allah even forgives such a person, then that person who tries to please Allah in his way, where the mercies of Allah unlimited, it is for us that we take of these great mercies of Allah, and they have been thrown wide open in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala commands Ridwan, the keeper of Jannah, throw open the doors of Jannah. And for the whole month they are not shut at all. And Allah Ta'ala says to Malik, the keeper of Jahannam, that shut the doors of Jahannam. That whoever passes away in this month, he doesn't go to Jahannam. Oh, what are the mercies of Allah Ta'ala? No limit to it, no end to it. Allah's mercies just flow all the time. And it is for us just to apply. وَلِلَّهِ نَفَحَاتِ. There are those occasions where the breezes of Allah Ta'ala blow. And a person just can take great benefit. In other words, the days of, so to say, the charity of Allah is unlimited all the time. And on certain occasions, it even more, it knows no bounds whatsoever. The mercies of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, it's just pouring down. فَتَعَرَّضُوا لَهَا. So just present yourself for them. When those occasions and the month of Ramadan, from the time the moon is sighted, it's established in Ramadan, till the time the moon is sighted for Eid, there is no limit to the mercies of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore it comes that that person who doesn't get himself forgiven in Ramadan, in other words, it's impossible that you don't get yourself forgiven. Just like رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have done wrong to ourselves, a great wrong. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا. We are not asking for forgiveness. We are saying, oh Allah, if you don't forgive me, then we will be amongst the great losers. In other words, that you just admitted that you have done wrong. And on that also, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, he was ill. Different riwayat for how many years he was ill. Up to 18 years. And what illness? That we can't imagine such an illness. Then he just turned to Allah Ta'ala and he said, oh Allah, that I am in difficulty. He didn't ask, oh Allah, give me shifa. That I've got this illness of mine. Was I? Rabbi anni mastanni abdur. Dur, harm has come to me. Help me. Immediately Allah removed his sickness. So kind is Allah the du'as offered, du'as are readily accepted. There is a month for du'as, 24 hours du'as are accepted. It's a month of tawbah. Tawbah, Allah loves tawbah. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Allah loves those people who make tawbah. At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanb kaman la dhanba lah. A person who makes tawbah is like a person who committed no sin. Ta'ibin will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah with the muttaqeen. The muttaqeen who committed no sin. Ta'ibin who committed lot of sin. Big, big sins, but they made tawbah. Allah will forget all that. Whole history will be wiped out. All those cases will be withdrawn. Nothing will be left. Now you are amongst the muttaqeen. They will be raised amongst the muttaqeen on the day of Qiyamah. So this great, great honor, great occasion Allah has given us is just for us to take from Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, the roza itself, how Allah loves this roza, so much so that from keeping hungry and a smell, not a good smell comes from the mouth. Allah loves that very greatly because it's for Allah ta'ala. Like that, anything who you love, everything, when there's true love, everything of your beloved is just loved by you. Everything, you just love it. So even the smell, Allah tabaruk ta'ala loves it so greatly. The reward of roza, everything else, Allah will, the malaika will give the reward of iman also, of salat also. But roza, Allah will say, I myself will give the reward. That reward for my sake, you kept roza. When nobody was watching you, your fridge was open in front of you, all your other things, things were in the house, there was nobody else. You could have eaten. For my sake, you didn't eat, and you love your food. You love to eat, and you are full, and still you have something to eat. When you go on a journey, you have your breakfast full, and you take your patkos with. And before you leave your town, already you start opening your patkos. You can't stay without your food, but for my sake, you stayed away from your food also. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, that you stayed away from the thing that you loved so much for my sake. One is that Allah will give that reward. The other is that Allah will say, I myself am the reward. And our object of coming in this world is to get Allah. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. Atma mera, zami meri, the skies are mine, the earth is mine. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali says, when you pick up your hands to make dua, it is like now the world is not in your hands, the world is under your hands. In other words, the world is fully under your control now. You can now do as you want to. Allah is in control of everything. When you have lifted up your hands to ask Allah, everything is now in your control. Dua is another very great ibadat of the month of Ramadan. But seldom do we use this great power, this great weapon of dua. Seldom do we use it. If we do use it, it's very, very superficial. We don't engage in dua. When a person understands that I can't blink my eye without the will of Allah, I can't say one alphabet, half an alphabet I can't say without the will of Allah. I can't do anything without the will of Allah. So I'm fully dependent. And then he begs of Allah Ta'ala in that condition that he's desperate. It's like the end of his life. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. At that time you beg and you cry to Allah. Allah Ta'ala opens such doors that you cannot imagine. Allah Ta'ala will just throw open doors for you where you are completely in a loss. You have no way but just to turn. Dua Allah has given, and everyone Allah has given dua. Even if you haven't got a tongue, not only you got a tongue, but you are dumb. You can't speak. But you haven't got a tongue also. Allah will hear you also. And Allah Ta'ala, what is in your heart? And in fact, Allah is that Arhamur Rahimin, that most merciful. What He wants to, He puts in your heart. And then He puts it on your tongue. Now as an excuse, you say you want this. But Allah is one wants to give it to you. So we just have to become Allah. Ek tu mera, to har shay meri, zameen meri, asma mera. If you are mine, O Allah, everything is mine. The earth is mine. The heavens are mine. We just have to become Allah. Man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Who becomes Allah? Allah is His. What is this earth? This earth is not the wing of a mosquito by Allah Ta'ala. And a mosquito is not something anyone loves, that anyone breeds mosquitoes. That when I go to sleep, I want a lot of mosquitoes around me. And I'll put the mosquito net, and I'll let loose all the mosquitoes inside the net. So they can't go out also. Nobody will do that. So a mosquito, what is a mosquito? And not the whole mosquito, the wing of a mosquito. We all have seen mosquitoes and we are eager to slap them and kill them. We clap our hands in the dark also that this mosquito which is zooming around me, buzzing around me. And it's all the time buzzing all the time that I can get it and kill it. We have seen mosquitoes also. What is the wing of a mosquito? You try and weigh it on a scale, on a very delicate scale. That will weigh the finest things. What is that wing of the mosquito? But this whole world is not the worth the wing of a mosquito. Our elders explained that the whole world, the seven continents, the seven seas, how much is the world? Though it's so small and so insignificant, but in itself, how big isn't it? Take out the six continents. And take out the six seas, oceans, how lot of water. And water is heavy. We don't really realize the weight of water because normally we handle a glass of water. But try and carry 25 liters of water, 100 liters of water. And just for a little bit, a little distance try and carry. And the weight of anything, the longer you carry it, the more heavier it seems to become. It wasn't so heavy when you started carrying it. After 10 steps, after 100 steps, now it's impossible to carry. What is the weight of the seven oceans? What is the weight of the seven continents? All the mountains, the rocks, all the buildings, the houses, what weight isn't there? And all that together is not the weight of one mosquito in the eyes of Allah. Then not a mosquito, the wing of a mosquito. And a mosquito, how many wings it has got? And not it is not equal to one wing of the mosquito. So if you take out, as we are sitting in Africa now, take out all the other six continents, America, Asia, whatever, Europe, all the other six continents. And then of this one continent of Africa, about 52 countries, take out all the countries, only one country, South Africa. And South Africa, take out all the provinces of South Africa, only this one province of Gauteng which we are in. And of this one province, take out all the cities, big cities. We are sitting in one town, one city, Krugersdorp. And take out all in, how many suburbs in here? Plenty suburbs. Take them all out. We are on one suburb, Azadville. Azadville has got so many streets. Take out all the streets. Now you are left with one street. And of this one street, take out all the other houses. We are left with this one house, this one place where we are now. Yeah, we are so many people, and everyone's weight, everyone, 80 kilos, 100 kilos, 60 kilos, what's the weight of all the people here? Take them all out, me alone. So from there we can realize what are the seven continents and the seven oceans, and all that has got no weight by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. It's useless in the eyes of Allah ta'ala. So we think dunya is very much. My salary is so much. I'm earning 200,000. I'm earning 500,000. All what I'm earning, what is that also? Nothing whatsoever. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who is so great, Arhamur Rahimeen, whose qudrat is so great, and this world has got no value in the eyes of Allah. Allah makes us valuable by just believing in Allah ta'ala. By just turning to Allah ta'ala, real value comes. Not the, all this, whatever they might think of themselves as scientists, as rocket scientists, as big, big business people, people of big politicians of various countries, all the parliaments and everything, whatever field you can think of, and that one person who has got iman on Allah Ta'ala. What is his value by Allah Ta'ala? So the, and nothing has got any value by Allah Ta'ala, not even to the extent of the wing of a mosquito. Nothing has got value in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given us this occasion, this month, that we can make ourselves valuable. And so valuable, real value, just by the kalima. The one kalima, La ilaha illallah. Take the seven earths and the seven skies, all what it contains, all the people also. The people of dunya got no value. You take the anbiya, and you take the malaika, and you take the awliya, all of them besides Allah. Put them all in one pen of the scale. And on the other hand pen, you just put La ilaha illallah. It will outweigh all that. And Allah has given us life. Let us appreciate what we have to appreciate. Where we are appreciating games on the phone, and where we are appreciating comedies and cartoons, and we are as people say, what a surprise, what you gave value to. You gave value to stool and urine over biryani and roast. Hey, ready biryani and roast, halal and tayyiba, which you did not have to work for, and you going to the toilet and eating stool there, taking the trouble, when you have got this ready, what hasn't Allah Ta'ala given us? Let us realize what Allah has given us. Let us realize who we are, that those people whom Allah has given iman, whom Allah has given Islam, this month of Ramadan, the Quran Sharif, namaz, and namaz in the month of Ramadan, and du'as Allah has given us, and dhikr of Allah, Allah has given us, where can we be going in any other direction? And we must be fully, fully focused here on the great gift of Allah, and we should be coming by zuban-e-hal. That is, not what a person says with his tongue, but just his nature has become that, oh Allah, my lap is too small. Amount you are pouring down in this month, I can't accommodate it. How much you are giving, you are just pouring it down. This is that month that Allah has given us. And this is that month that Allah, in His fadl, that He has kept us, given us our existence, and we are in this month. Allah has brought us in this month. Allah has given us health in this month. Allah has given us afiyat. That is, things are going normal. We can keep our rozas. We have got this month. We are not lying half dead in a hospital. We are not in an ICU. We are not in somebody has kidnapped us and put us in torture. We are not in that torture conditions anywhere. Allah has given us, and He put us in this month. How much mustn't we appreciate this great month? Allah make it that we appreciate this. And there are so many people who are desirous of keeping roza. They can't keep for whatever reason. Those people who are desirous of making one sajda on the ground, but now their back does not permit them, their knees don't permit them or anything, and they can't put their head down on the ground for Allah. How it pains them, how it pains those people who can't keep their rozas, who can't make their tilawat, ill people. Allah is, all the doors are open for us. How much mustn't we appreciate? Allah Ta'ala, let us realize that who we are, what Allah has given us, what occasion that we are here in the masjid, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has brought us. And that also, what a favor of Allah Ta'ala. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. It's not that we have come, whoever has come. Brothers have come from far corners of the world. They haven't come themselves. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. یہ قدم اٹھتے نہیں, اٹھایا جاتا ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ brings us here. Who put it in our heart that I should come? I decided to come? No, it's not me. میں لاکھ سمجھا اسرار محبت, میں نہیں سمجھا, سمجھایا گیا ہوں. That even all the beautiful intricacies of deen and the connection with Allah, that I have understood? No, I have not understood. I have made to understand. It was, so to say, forced down on me. Allah poured it down. One person where shaitan urinates in his brain, and one person the barakat and anwarat of wahi and of Allah's connection comes in his brain. What a difference, what a world of difference. One's heart who is filled with all the dirt and filth of this dunya, and one's heart who has got connection with Allah, and he turns to Allah Ta'ala. How fortunate are not those brothers who are spending their 40 days in this environment. Wherever else in the world, we have gone for Jamaat, who are gone for Umrah, and we are spending our time correctly. Whether we have come to the Khanqah, any Khanqah, and we are spending our time correctly, 40 days, what a great period, which the Sufia have given great, great importance to throughout the history of Islam. And since Alhamdulillah Tabligh Jamaat work came alive, we hear very commonly about Chilla. This was all along. Spending one Chilla has got very, very great. وَوَعَدْنَا مُوسَى ثَلَاثِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ أَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ. That we promised Musa 30 days, we completed it with another 10, and we made it 40. This 40-day period has got great, great value. And those especially who are spending their 40 days, and they are in the masjid, environment of the malaika all the time, environment of the musallis. A musalli is so beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the malaika which are here, and we are staying in their company all the time, when we are making namaz in their company, when we are sleeping in their company, what a great, great ni'mat of Allah. And Allah has put so many ni'mats together. The Quran Sharif itself, Shahrul Ramadan, the birth of Ramadan is so great, so honorable. How many, what favors of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan. That the malaika, that the creation of Allah are making dua for those people who fast of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala himself announces from Maghrib time, sunset time, right till Subah Sajid, till the time that we are not permitted to eat again after that, whole night, Allah Ta'ala is high, very great, very honorable. But Allah Ta'ala presents himself like he is begging us that take from me. What do you want of me? You want health from me? You want finances from me? What you, and what to say about those who I mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Somebody asks, what do you want? And I say, I want from my Allah. I want Allah from my Allah. Tu ek tu ho jai mera, and you become mine, and you make me yours. That is what, and the person who has asked that, he has asked for everything. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimahullah should say, if you ask Allah Ta'ala everything, in deen, dunya, akhirat, everything, but you didn't ask Allah, that you want Allah, you have, so to say, asked for nothing. And if you have only asked Allah that you become mine, you have asked for everything. Because once Allah is, من كان لله كان الله له. Who becomes Allah? Who Allah becomes his? Everything is his now. And one buzur, somebody asked him, how are you feeling? He said, what are you asking the condition of that person who controls the whole world, who controls everything? Outwardly, these are words of kufr. Who else can control the world? He says, when I have handed myself to Allah, and I have submitted myself, total submission, whatever Allah does is the perfect thing. Whatever Allah does is the right thing. When Allah does, how Allah does, totally I have submitted. So everything is now according to my wish. So the whole world is running according to my wish, because I have submitted to the system of Allah, whatever Allah Ta'ala is doing. Also you find these people who have reached that stage, that whatever havoc comes in the world, catastrophes, destruction, they're smiling. It's all by the will of Allah. And Allah knows what He's doing. For us, for our level, that at that first time you feel sad, you feel sorrowful, and you turn to Allah. But they are gone far higher, that Allah knows what He's doing. And what He does is for the best. Everything what Allah does is only for the best. And this is our shortage of our understanding. A simple example for us to understand, that king who loved his hunting, and used to go for hunting on one occasion, going with his minister, close minister that he had close connection with, and always they traveled together. So as they started their journey, the king cut his between his thumb and his forefinger. And any time where we get cut, and just at that time, the pain is quite severe. And you are feeling very uncomfortable. And the minister had the habit of saying, for everything, jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. Whatever Allah does is for the best. So the king said, very good. The minister said, very good, you got hurt. So a king, with his mindset, where can he tolerate that I'm pain, I got hurt, and he's saying it's good that happened. So he ordered him to go to jail. 3 days, jail sentence for you. Again he said, jo Allah karta hai, so achha karta hai. What Allah does, He does for the best. There, so he was 3 days in jail, and he says it's for the best. The king carried on with his journey. He came, he went beyond his borders, where there were cannibals, man-eaters, and they eat you alive. They caught the king, and they were going to eat him alive. But they also had certain rules, like we have for qurbani, that the animal, it mustn't be blind, it mustn't be crippled, tail must not be cut, condition. So they also had some condition. So they first examined him. So they saw he's got this cut. So that is not fit to be eaten. He is not fit. So then he realized, one cut and my life got saved. Otherwise they should have eaten me alive. So realizing that, he came and he took out the minister from jail. And he gave him red carpet treatment. That what you said, now I understood that what you said was right. But you said when I send you to jail, that was also good. It was the best thing that I could do, that could happen, that I send you to jail. What was good in you going to jail? He said, King, you know that we are always together. We are inseparable. We don't separate from one another. When they caught you, then naturally they should have caught me also, because we are always together. You should have gone scot-free because you got that one cut in your head. And they should eat me alive. I got no cut or sore in my body. I should have been fit for the qurbani, to be eaten up. I stayed 3 days in jail and I got saved. So whatever Allah does, the whole story of Khidr alayhi salam, Khidr with Musa alayhi salam, and many, many other instances, if we can understand what Allah does, He only does for the best. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows everything. So those people who have reached that stage, whatever havoc and floods and hurricanes and fires and tsunamis come, everything, even when people leave Islam, they know it's all happening by the will of Allah. That is not for us. We look at from our point of view, and we turn to Allah, we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. But I myself, there are such people, when I see them, all what and what happens, we talk about it, they laugh it. Because they are at that level, that is happening by the will of Allah. Allah knows what He's doing. And whatever Allah does is for the best. Everything, if Allah wanted to, Allah says in the Quran Sharif, few places, if I wanted to, I should have given all iman. But Allah's wisdom, who can understand the wisdom of Allah, that who He wanted to. And for us, there is nothing but shukr we can make that Allah chose us and gave us Islam. It was not our choice. Whether we were born in a Muslim home or we reverted to Islam, it was not anything from our side. Only the gift of Allah. He chose us and He handpicks who He wants to. And from where Allah brings people to where, all this in the hands of Allah. So So anyway, this great month of Ramadan which Allah has given us, we should really appreciate it. Of all the things which Allah has given us, and one great gift of this month is Salat, Namaz, which Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is a very, very great gift. For throughout the year, every moment, for the month of Ramadan, even much more. When this, the month of Ramadan, all ibadat, Allah Ta'ala increases the value. In this dunya, when we have a sale, we drop the prices. In so to say, Allah's sale time, the main period of Allah's business, Allah increases the prices. Allah gives you so much more in return. Your small little effort from your side, that in this month your nafal becomes a farad, and a farad becomes 70 farad. The two nafals of Zuhr at the end, 12 we make, the two nafals, Allah builds a palace for you. So when death now becomes a, and the whole lifetimes of nafal can't equal two rakats of farad, what is the value of a farad? And in this month, Allah has made all the nafal the value of a farad. And a farad, Allah has increased the value of it 70 times more. We can't imagine tahajjud namaz, what great value. In one hadith, four great virtues are mentioned. Allah Ta'ala, ulama, Allah reward them, have written whole kitabs on the virtues of tahajjud. And tahajjud namaz, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair had explained, is the easiest namaz. Of all the namazes, shaitan has polluted our mind and put it in our mind that tahajjud is the most difficult namaz. We can get up for fajr, it's all right. We can stay awake till isha. In all our business activities, we can manage our zuhr. All the difficulties at asr time, but we'll manage our asr. But tahajjud namaz, he put it, whereas this is the easiest namaz. Hazrat should explain, when you have finished your isha, and isha, we should make the full isha. But the basics of isha are the four farad of isha, two sunnat and muakkada. Once you are finished that, the time of tahajjud starts already. And it is for that reason that in Ramadan we make witr namaz, and we make it with jamaat, and mufti sahab and shaykhul hadith and everyone, qadi sahab, also makes it with jamaat, and we do it after our taraweeh. Actually, the time of witr is the last part of the night. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his last namaz of the night after his tahajjud used to be witr. And till now the masala is, those who are sure will get up for tahajjud, they should make their witr at that time. But in Ramadan, it is made immediately after the taraweeh. And everyone is making it, because the time of tahajjud has already come. So that is why we are permitted to make the witr namaz. And we are making it with jamaat. And we are doing it publicly. And everyone is making their witr, because the time has come in. So the awwal waqt of tahajjud starts as soon as you are finished your two sunnat e muakkada after isha. So and at that time, Hazrat says, you are in the masjid. Everyone is making namaz at that time. You have got your wuzu also. And you can make it in a sitting position. And you can read the shortest rakats also. And you can make your namaz as short as you want to also. But you will be counted amongst the tahajjud guzar, those who perform tahajjud. And on the day of Qiyamah, you won't be in the first saf of the people who made tahajjud. But you won't be left out from the last saf. And whatever favors Allah is going to bestow upon them, you will be included in those favors. So this will be, in one hadith, four great virtues. قُرْبَةٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ. You become the close one of Allah. You become a favorite. You become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. And the أَبُ الصَّالِحِينَ. It is the practice of the pious people, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, that by just making the two rakats, at that time you have made your tahajjud, it is the practice of the صالحين. Hazrat should explain, there is one register kept by Allah only of the names of the Salihin. And now your name will be entered in there. And the minute you are entered amongst the Salihin, amongst the pious people, then whoever is making namaz in the world, Allah bring those days, inshallah, soon, that the Haramain Sharifain are open. 3-4 million people making namaz in Makkah Sharif. 2.5-3 million people making namaz in Medina Sharif. Throughout the world, how many places, in jungles, in villages, in cities, where and where people are making namaz. All who are making namaz, in their namaz, they are making dua for you. Because you qualified to be amongst the Salihin. Your name is amongst the Salihin. And all of them in their salat, they are saying, As-salamu alayna, peace be upon us. Wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Not the namaz, dua out of namaz. Not the dua immediately at breaking roza time. The dua in namaz. Just by that. So what tahajjud namaz? What great rewards. And then manhiyatun anil ith. It's the powerhouse to stop you from guna. Person who starts with tahajjud, Allah, it be, the tahajjud will stop him from guna. Namaz stops a person. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Tahajjud has got a special quality of stopping. Many of us, we hate ourselves for committing gunas. We fall into gunas. Start with our tahajjud, it will stop us. Make our namazes correctly, it will stop us from gunas. And it is also mukaffaratul lisayyatikum. Your gunas are forgiven. It will, your gunas will be forgiven and you won't be committing more gunas. You will now be clean completely. And when that is the value of tahajjud, and in Ramadan it takes the value, and all life's tahajjud can't compare with 2 rakats of faraz namaz. 2 rakats of faraz are the fajr 2 rakats. The whole life's tahajjud and awwabin and ishraq and salatul haja and salatul tawbah, all the nafal namaz together can't compare with. So what is the value of a faraz? And in Ramadan, all the nafal become a farad. The value of a farad. We can't imagine how much Allah is given. Giving. Hatim Tai, that family is famous for their generosity. Whenever they used to give out utensils for wedding occasions, like wedding, then you hire utensils. They should give utensils. And they should were not delivering the utensils till the day of the wedding, of the function. Whatever social function you ordered, so many days, so many plates, so many platters, what and what you ordered. And they are not delivering, and you are reminding them, tomorrow, the time is still 1 week left, and we have to prepare. They say, we will deliver, don't worry. And on the day they delivered it, with the food cooked in it. Not only they delivered the utensils, but with the food cooked. So they were famous for their generosity. What can we imagine of the generosity of Allah Ta'ala? What can we imagine of the generosity of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And in the month of Ramadan, Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's generosity knew no limits. His jood was wide open. He just gave, and we get what is mind-boggling. How much Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should give in the month of Ramadan? This one so much, this one, and when the Abna and the Ummatis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what they used to give, we can't imagine how much they used to give. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one person had a need. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, go to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala and give him my salams. In other words, he will understand that I've sent you. You have come for, or I've recommended you. When he goes there, as he's approaching, he hears Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reprimanding his wife. And who is his wife? The daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is he reprimanding her on? That the lamp, the wig, she just raised it a bit too much. So too much is burning. So on that, if he is reprimanding her, who is his wife, who is the daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, what is he going to give me? If he is, we term it as stinginess, that he is so stingy that he is reprimanding his wife on that. So he came back to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, did you get anything? He said, well, this is the situation there. He said, you go and give my salams. When he went, he gave him 100 times more than what he expected. And then he could not understand, for your wife you were reprimanding, that was wastage. And where you have to spend, then you open your pockets. You open your treasures and you spend. Like that they used to spend and give in the path of Allah. So when they used to give, and till today there are those people who, mashallah, who spend in the path of Allah. And how much they spend in the path of Allah. So Allah's generosity in this month knows no limits. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam generous, and Allah is giving. And the greatest gifts Allah is giving. Not digs and platters and food of this dunya. This month of Ramadan, the rozas, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made them that it's a double-edged sword. That deprives you of your lusts and desires of this dunya, which is from the body. When you eat, then you now want, when food comes in your stomach, now you think of gunas. Unfortunately, that's our condition. So it deprives us of that. And when there's no food, then angelic qualities of malaika come into a person. And then malaika don't eat. And so those qualities start coming. And it, where it deprives the body of food, it gives the soul, it nourishes it with food. And gives it the most food, the most, which has got the most vitamins, the most delicious. In this world we find that there are those shopping malls, markets, etc., where everything, all what we see are those places where they are giving everything for the body. Food for the body, medicine for the body, entertainment of the body. We find a whole swimming pool department completely, all for the entertainment of the body. We find about the golf course, about the sports field, so much of arrangements, all that is for the body. Then there are those shopping places and those malls which are for the soul, which are known as the masajid, which are known as the madaris. Yeah, the food for the soul is given. And so we take the food of the body. And in Ramadan, we are denied that. Halal food, halal and tayyiban, 100% good food, we are deprived. And the other thing, quwwat shahwiya, our lust. Allah has put it in, zuyyana linnas, hubbu shahawat, minan nisa. Allah says that I have beautified and made enjoyable to you your desires. Hubbu shahawat, your desires, shahwat. Minan nisa, of woman, Allah has said. And you have that in you. But, and I gave you a halal wife. And I gave you, also on that point, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that don't look at your wife as a woman. Don't look at her as the daughter of so and so. Don't look at her at any other way. Look at her as the gift of Allah. Allah chose her for you. And when Allah has given her to you, appreciate and honor her. Don't look at her as so and so, as Fatima or Khadija or Aisha. Look at her as the gift of Allah. That Allah gave me this gift, then respect her. Honor her. Allahu Akbar. Dr. Iqbal, the famous doctor, philosopher, poet of the East, was very famous. On one occasion in his gathering, in his sitting, majlis, it was mentioned that a cat gave birth to kittens in Masjid al-Nabawi in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there were these cats, they were there in the masjid, and it appears that cats were quite common. Hazrat Abu Huraira is known as the father of cats, because he always kept a cat in his sleeve. And in those days, there were no pockets in the kurta. What a person kept, he kept it in his, in other words, he kept a cat with him. He was named Abu Huraira. But anyway, when this cat, the mother gave birth, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said the Sahaba wanted to take the cats out of the stray cats which are here. They must be taken out and just taken away. And sometimes we make lot of zulm on the cats also. Where we take them, how we treat them. And you can't kill a cat. A cat, they say, has got 9 legs. To kill a cat is a big job. But anyway, you want to get rid of them. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, respect that cat now. It has become a mother. Dr. Iqbal went in a trance. He became unconscious that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave honor to the cat because she became a mother now. Respect her. Our teachings are that your children, treat them as children. The day they get married, treat him as a father now. as a husband now. Don't treat him as your child. How you shout your child, he's got a wife and he's got his self-respect for his wife. And you shouting that your son in front of his wife, you belittling him in front of his wife, the day he becomes a father, respect him as a father now. For a cat, for an animal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, respect the mother. She has become a mother today. And when he came back out of his whatever coma or whatever condition, stupor he went into, he said, repeat to me, what did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? How much of honor he gave to a cat, just that she has been, and we with our wives, how we treat them. She's the mother of our children. And she don't look at her just as the mother also. That is also a great Allah has given her. Don't look at her as a woman. Don't look at her of this family. Look at her. She is the gift from Allah. And you made her halal for you. She was totally haram for you. You couldn't even look at her. You couldn't even speak to her. And Allah, she has handed herself over to you. Everything of her she has given to you. She left her home. She left her parents. She left her siblings, brothers and sisters, who she grew up with the place she grew up in, where she cherishes all we talk of our days when we were small, where we grew up, etc. All that, and she handed herself over to you. Her parents handed herself over to you, and she came to you in the name of Allah. When the khutbah was read, and in the name of Allah, and he has all the Muslim people who are present as witnesses, she was handed now over to you. So respect her according to that. But our condition, so we should respect the gift of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala respect our woman and honor them also. And at the same time, whatever tarbiyat has to be done to bring them online, that is also there is a way. Even if one's parents are non-Muslims, and you want to bring them onto deen, you want to bring them in deen. And if parents are Muslims, but they are not on deen, and you want to bring them on deen, also with the utmost of respect we are commanded. Don't belittle them, even if they are non-Muslims. Show that respect to them, and obey them still. Of course, not in the wrong things which they command. There only Allah will be. When anything clashes with Allah Ta'ala, we don't respect one another. And when we respect over the limit again. Somebody commands you, whoever it can be, the Yahud and Nasara, that ittakhadhu ahbarahum wa ruhbanahum arbabam min dunillah. They made their priests and their rabbis gods besides Allah. Mufassirin writes that it wasn't that they worshipped them. It was that when they made things which are haram, they made it halal. And they gave their fatwas against the command of Allah and you followed them. So you made them gods besides Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, also, it can be the ulama, it can be your parents, it can be the elders. If they give you commands against the commands of Allah, where we are commanded to respect, but when it clashes with Allah, Allah's command goes highest. At that time, nobody else, not my father, not my brother, not my brother's son, nobody. I won't. Now it's the command of Allah. And that is what the demand of Iman is. So Allah has given us all these great treasures. Namaz Allah has given us. It's the ibadat of all the malaika put together. There are those angels, farishtas, who are only in a standing position. Others only in ruku, whole life they in ruku. Others whole life in a sitting position. Others whole life in sajda. Allah, others only all tasbih, zikr, etc. Allah gave the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in two rakats of namaz, which is our 2 minutes, 3 minutes, perhaps very seldom 4 or 5 minutes. 2-3 minutes, Allah gave us the ibadat of all the malaika. All the creation of Allah, they are all وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. You don't understand, but they are all, the trees are all the time in qiyam, in a standing position. The four-legged animals are all the time in ruku, and the snakes and reptiles are in sajda position. The mountains are in qu'ud, in a sitting position. All are in the ibadat of Allah. Allah gave you as the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in 2 rakats the ibadat of all His creation. How much mustn't we appreciate it? All your ibadat, Allah gave you in namaz, all your ibadat. You have got iman in your namaz. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allah gave you iman in your namaz. Allah gave you zakat in your namaz. That as zakat, you spend money for your namaz. You have to cover your body with clothes. You spend money. You have to make wudu. Water cost you money. Or all the place, the way you're going to make namaz, that cost you money. And as zakat purifies your all your wealth, it now clean your wealth. When you have paid your zakat, your wealth has become clean. And not only clean, Allah puts barakat in that. Zakat purifies, namaz purifies your body. The dirt of your body goes out now. And Allah will give you barakat in your body if we make namaz as it is supposed to be made. As one hakim, a herbalist, herbal doctor says that if women knew the value of sajda, they will make their whole life only sajda. Because women are very particular and worried about their beauty. And beauty is not with cosmetics. That makes you look like a spook and makes you look like a devil. And all the filthy, stupid cosmetics of now, that bright lipstick, and then on the eyes, the mascara or whatever you call it, and all the blush and all that. The day you did not put on that, and the woman sees herself in the mirror when she wakes up, she wants to run from herself, that who is this witch here? And she does not realize, I'm the witch myself. A person walking in the jungle, he saw a mirror, broken mirror, and he said that, who threw you away here? Broke you and threw you away. He picked it up and saw it, and he saw himself, so ugly he was. He says, no wonder they threw you there. And it wasn't the mirror, it's he himself. So that is our condition. So what is it? A lady, with all this cosmetics, they look like spooks and witches, and they are frightened of themselves. With namaz and sajda, the heart is primarily a pump. It's pumping blood all the time. And that is its work, to pump blood to every part of the body. And if any part of the body does not get blood, then there gangrene sets in. It becomes dead. And then that part of the body has to be cut. Otherwise it's going to harm the other parts of the body. So that is the work of the heart. And any pump, it works much more easier, effectively, for things which are down. Because gravity is pulling everything down. So for the blood from the heart, which is in the upper part of the body, to go downwards is easy. But the upper part of the body, you need more power for that heart. And to make it easy, Allah Ta'ala, that was not the basic purpose. There is the ibadat and sajda, a person is the most closest to Allah. But Allah made our salat also perfectly for our health also. The only way you can get the amount of blood that is required to go to the face, and those who are worried of intelligence and wisdom and foresight and insight, which has all to do with the brain, the only way you can get blood flowing there, life flowing, blood is life. When there isn't blood, life is gone. When you slaughter an animal, all the blood goes out. Life is gone out of that animal. So for this blood to flow to your face, and it will give the glow and the beauty, when proper blood reaches, is through sajda. And Allah has prescribed those amounts of sajda, which are perfectly amount that we are required. And the more we do in Ramadan, Allah in His mercy prescribe 40 more sajdas in Taraweeh namaz. The other 17 rakats also that we make, 34 sajdas there, 40 sajdas of Taraweeh, 74 sajdas, how much of blood is going. And that will bring the glow, beauty and glory of that faith out. So that is, and when it goes to the brain, it will make the brain function properly. The memory of the brain, the intelligence of the brain, the foresight of the brain, And what namaz, when it comes through this namaz, then ittaqi firasat al-mu'min, fear the foresight and the insight of a mu'min. فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ. Now his eyes have been filled with that blood that comes, and he sees with the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. And he sees more clearly, and what we cannot understand, fear those people who are these people, who are Allah fearing, who make namaz, etc. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this namaz in this great month of Ramadan, and the benefits of it are unlimited. So Allah Ta'ala, and through namaz, take from Allah what you want to. Through roza, Allah will become yours. He will give you your rewards. And through namaz, your connection. Quran Sharif Allah has given you. Quran is your connection with Allah Ta'ala. Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali says that if a person read Quran Sharif and he takes qasam and oath, I've spoken to Allah, he is true in his qasam. And he doesn't have to give kafara of that. Quran, we speak to Allah Ta'ala. How much of tilawat do we make? How much do we feel the presence of Allah? Sit with adab. Allah give us tawfiq. Properly. With wudu. With adab. Ba adab. Ba nasib. The more we have adab, the more we will get. But be adab, be nasib. A person who hasn't got respect gets zero. And bad adab, a person who is negative, minus, but nasib, what he gets also will be minus. One is what you get from zero up to, say, 100%. One is zero, you get nothing. And one is you going to minus. You're going down. You are doing work. Amilatun nasiba. A person, when Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw a priest who was so engaged in his worship, really, what passion he was engaged. As Umar read the ayat, amilatun nasiba, making amal, so much of amal, that the sweat is coming on the forehead. In other words, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ, when you have finished your, make the ibadat of Allah, فَانْصَبْ. فَانْصَبْ is that ibadat which you feel I've made him. Not just a little bit, reading Quran, feeling little tired, close the Quran. Reading the Quran, I remember that word, close the Quran. No, engage yourself. Push yourself in ibadat. So much of ibadat a person should do. So, amilatun nasiba. So much he was making effort, tiring himself. Amilatun nasiba. Tafla naran hamiya. He's going to be thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. So we must see we're doing the right ibadat in the correct direction. That our ibadat, all our ibadat. So the month of Ramadan, Allah has given us the Quran Sharif, that connection with Allah. Duas Allah has given us. The zikr of Allah, Allah has given us. And the values are so great. Let us not fall back in the least, but in this month. We can cover up our sleep 11 months. We can do all our dunya's work 11 months. We won't get Ramadan for the next 11 months. And what Ramadan is giving, if a person doesn't keep roza, what a valid excuse. He's ill, he's on a journey. He keeps his roza after Ramadan. He has fulfilled his duty. But the barakat of Ramadan, whole life he can keep roza. The barakat of the of Ramadan, he cannot get. So this is the month filled with this anwarat, with this barakat, with security, with goodness in every way. Allah make that we really appreciate this month. Allah give us tawfiq and let us really, really in every aspect, the great and a conglomeration. What a dasturkhan Allah has laid out for us. That if you see the food and you don't know what to eat, Masai, when you taste the halim, the soup, it's so delicious, you just want to have that. When you taste the roast, I'll just have the roast. When you taste the biryani, this biryani, who made this? This is like mother's biryani. Nobody can make biryani like this. All this, and what is that? That is nothing compared to the salat of Ramadan, and the zikr of Ramadan, and the du'as of Ramadan. I don't know what to do. Must I engage myself in this, or must I engage myself in that? Everything is so difficult, so delicious. Must I fill my stomach, my time, what is namaz, or must I turn to dua? Must I make tilawat now? Allah has filled all these great things. Must I fill it with making khidmat of people? A person who goes to see to the need of his Muslim brother, Allah Ta'ala builds three trenches between him and the fire of Jahannam. What all Allah has filled in the month of Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding, accept from us, forgive us our shortcomings, and in his great and infinite mercy, unlimited, untold mercy, and oh Allah, in Ramadan, your mercies are even more greater, even more unlimited. Please include us in your mercies, O Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.